case of recording, talking to Superintendent Chris Singer about planning for this week's Exeter City against Liverpool match, and also for next week's game against Plymouth Argyle, also being held at St James Park. Chris, can you tell us what our plans are for the up to coming games?
Yeah, there's been a lot of liaison clearly between ourselves and the club to make sure that we're in a position to support the club to deliver two really important games for them. The first, an opportunity for the club to showcase themselves and Devon, of course, on a national stage against Liverpool. And the second, a local derby where it's really important that, again, we're in a position to support the club to deliver a safe game. In terms specifically of our planning, we've got a large number of police resources available to us, and we will be making sure that we liaise very, very closely with both home and away fans as they arrive at the ground for the game, making sure that we're in a position to support them as they attend, giving them information and such like, and clearly in a position to respond should there be a need to do so. But my appeal has got to be the better nature of all the fans must be the one that comes out here. This is an opportunity for Exeter to showcase itself. So let's have two really fantastic football games that are remembered for the quality of the match rather than what happens off the pitch.
Okay. The game against Liverpool on Wednesday evening, of course, 8,500 sellout. Our message to fans that haven't got tickets is to not try and get into the ground.
Yes, absolutely right. It is a sellout, and tickets have been allocated. So if you haven't got a ticket, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to get in. The message to the fans who have got tickets, well done, you got your ticket. Can you arrive at the game early, please? Just to make sure that everyone's safely in the ground, particularly important because, of course, the televised game, the kickoff needs to go ahead as planned. So arrive early, enjoy the atmosphere in the ground, take the opportunity to meet, socialise, have fun in the ground and what have you, and then look forward to the football.
Okay, obviously there'll be a heightened police presence for both of the games, which is already planned for. That's for everybody's safety?
Yeah, absolutely right it is. The ground and the club have the responsibility for making sure that they deliver a safe match, and we're there to support them in doing that. And I will have resources available to me that make sure that I can do that and to meet anything that happens. And that's both in terms of crowd direction as well as, of course, any potential disorder. But I'm sure that fans will want to turn up for the football, not for any other reason.
And of course, if fans or if people who call themselves fans are planning to cause trouble, we have a number of things that we can do in terms of banning them from every ground in England and Wales.
Yes, absolutely right. And if you're truly a football fan, I'm sure you wouldn't want that to happen. We can arrest and following that, people can be banned from every match. And people who are seeking to come to this game who are already subject to banning orders, don't try because we will arrest you.
Thanks very much, Superintendent Singer.